We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, nature-loving viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C, Intelsat 907 and Intelsat 805. A reminder for our viewers in Central and South America, Supremaster Television is moving from Intelsat 907 to Intelsat 805. There will be transmission to both satellites from now until July 31st, 2009. To watch Supremaster Television on the new satellite, please use the downlink parameters as follows. Satellite, Intelsat 805. Location, 55.5 degrees west. Frequency, 3771 MHz. Polarization, vertical. Symbol rate, 13333. FEC, auto or 5 over 6.
In addition, Supremaster Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay and Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, Escobar, Siling Province, channel 30 on Mimi Mongol. In Dahmot Province, channel 8 on Dahum Broadcasting System. In Cha, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, channel 47. In Orange Cable Companies, channel 65. In Hultul, through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjia Lua Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Ilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, channel 105 on Minchung Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a top United Nations official calls for a worldwide ban on plastic bags. In health news, scientists find that fruits and vegetables can improve eyesight. In animal news, hummingbirds are filmed at flying at amazing speeds. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 25th, the legendary Semangudi Srinivasa Iyer, one of the most revered musicians in India, was born in 1908 in Tamil Nadu. He is called the Pithamahar, grandfather of Carnatic music, which is the classical music of southern India. In addition, he is considered one of the greatest Carnatic vocalists of the 20th century. Known for his wonderful sense of humor, Semangudi Srinivasa Iyer was also a highly respected, patient, and understanding teacher of this art form. Among his many accolades is the very prestigious Sangeeta Kalanidhi Award of the Music Academy of Chennai, which he was presented with in 1947 as the youngest recipient. He was also honored with the Distinguished Padma Bhushan and the Padma Vibhushan by the Government of India for service to the nation. Our gratefulness to those outstanding musicians such as Semangudi Srinivasa Iyer, who uplift us with the ancient melodies.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news update from Bangladesh in India. At the beginning of this year's monsoon season, hundreds of thousands in both countries were stranded by flooding, with at least one family of six losing their lives in a landslide.
Concerned, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $30,000 for emergency relief, an amount that could purchase $656,000 in supplies if bought in the U.S., based on general costs of living in India and Bangladesh.
In Bangladesh, our association's relief team from Formosa, or Taiwan, was able to distribute aid to remote villages by working together with the nonprofit groups there, Care and Assistance for Slum Dwellers. Travel and personal expenses were covered by our association members.
In total, at least 4,400 families received basic food aid, including rice, potatoes, oil, and salt. Organization representatives conveyed the appreciation of the flood relief recipients.
Our thanks to Supreme Master Qinghai for their contribution to most affected vulnerable people. And our heartiest thanks to that Supreme Master Qinghai team. Thank you.
Our gratefulness for the dedicated efforts of the helping organizations in India and Bangladesh. We are also thankful for Supreme Master Qinghai's timely and caring aid and for the active efforts of our association's relief team. As we pray for the safety and recovery of the Bangladeshi people, may we all work together to prevent further climate disruptions by adopting gentler lifestyles.
Please tune in tomorrow for an update on our association's relief work in India.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
UK provides global overseas aid. The British government has opted to donate $1.6 billion toward contributions that assist developing nations with security and job creation rather than health and education. With a goal of supporting government stabilization and lasting peace, the funds will bring improvements to police personnel and justice systems as well as provide alternative jobs for former soldiers. 20 countries, which together are home to one-third of the world's disadvantaged people, are intended to benefit. Our gracious thanks, United Kingdom, and Providence bless your support in restoring countries' harmonious self-sufficiency. May the many recipients be graced with lasting peace and prosperity.
Australian Animal Sanctuary recognized by Supreme Master Qinghai. Edgar's Mission Animal Sanctuary in Australia is home to injured wildlife and rescued farm animals. Three of its pigs were stars in the Hollywood film Charlotte's Web, based on the beloved E.B. White novel about a pig named Wilbur who wished not to be eaten.
The words of E.B. White put voice to what really all animals would say if they had a chance. I don't understand why you want to eat me. I want to live. I want to see the sunshine. Wilbur was a lucky pig in Charlotte's Web, but his friends rallied around to save him, and we're doing the same thing here. We're rallying around to save our animal friends.
For her devotion to the animals, Edgar's Mission's founder, Miss Pam Ahern, was honored with the Shining World Compassion Award, along with a $10,000 contribution from Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Working with them every day, like Timmy here, and knowing what would have been had not for Edgar's Mission, just makes me get up early every morning and try and be a better advocate than I was the day before. So thank you, Supreme Master Ching Hai, for making this possible. That's so kind. Thank you.
Visitors to Edgar's Mission interact with the residents and discover their astonishing intelligence and emotional capacity. It is difficult to imagine that they were once cruelly treated as piglet-making machines and meat-producing units in factory farms. It is this world with an utterly unkind system that also spawned and is still breeding deadly diseases like the current swine flu.
In a brief update, the latest of 160 countries to be stricken by the virus are Kazakhstan and Grenada, adding to the official toll for a total of 154,985 confirmed cases and 917 known fatalities. These numbers fail to reflect the actual afflicted population by far. Yet even officially, the count is leaping, as in Germany, where cases rose by 30% within just 2 days.
Swine flu measures are also becoming more drastic, as English officials are evaluating a virtual schools home learning plan in case of complete school closure, and Arab health ministers have agreed to keep the elderly, young, and chronically ill away from Islamic pilgrimages to Mecca, Saudi Arabia.
For many vegans like Miss Pam Ahern, the way to prevent both pandemics and violent animal killing is simple and clear.
Every time you sit down to eat, you can make a choice whether to be cruel or kind to an animal, and also whether you want to make the world a better place or not. By the choices that you make, each and every one of us, not a superhero, an individual, we all can make a difference.
We join in lauding Miss Ahern for your noble care of the most mistreated among our co-inhabitants. We are very sad for all who have succumbed or are suffering from illness and pray for it all to cease. Better still, may we prevent all future cruel tragedies to both humans and animals by ushering in a vegan world that truly protects lives.
Alternative living. Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious, life-saving food. Percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc. 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc. 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc. 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules, are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and pig's disease, or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good, its health, its economy, its ecology, its compassion, its peace, its noble.
For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Bulgaria names new prime minister. Current Sofia Mayor Boyko Borisov has been announced as the country's next prime minister. In his acceptance statement, Prime Minister-elect Borisov pledged to work with fellow citizens in restoring the nation's economic stability and integrity. Congratulations, Your Excellency, on your new role. May your administration be graced to achieve such noble ideals for a sound and flourishing Bulgaria.
Six crew members released in Nigeria. Three Russian, two Philippine, and one Indian national were freed to return to their ship, the Sikkim Peace oil tanker, following a three-week detainment. The crew members are safe, and the ship has now resumed commercial operations. We are glad to know of the safety of all crew members on the Sikkim Peace, wishing them a joyful return to loving families and friends.
42nd ASEAN Ministers Meeting convenes. Hosted this year in Thailand, the forum gathered foreign ministers to discuss regional issues such as the denuclearization of North Korea, as well as human rights and democracy in Myanmar, also known as Burma. 27 governments were represented, including non-members of the Association of Southeast Asia Nations, or ASEAN, such as Australia, United States, China, Japan, and South Korea. During the meeting, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton signed ASEAN's Treaty on Amity and Cooperation and also announced a permanent ambassador to ASEAN in Jakarta, Indonesia. Our accolades all Association of Southeast Asian Nations meeting participants for your successful summit. Wishing many future collaborations for your flourishing people and nations.
Hero rescues woman in wheelchair from fire, suffers serious injuries. When 25-year-old Aaron Mills of Ohio, USA, saw flames as he was driving by a house one morning, he turned his car around to lend assistance. Entering the house three times, he was successful in bringing wheelchair-bound Miss Julie Scala and her dogs to safety. The last time he went in, he was unable to emerge on his own, and firefighters who arrived at the scene pulled him from the flames. Mr. Mills was hospitalized for several days and released in stable condition. Mr. Aaron Mills, we salute your unhesitating valor to save precious lives, wishing you a speedy and complete recovery with continued blessings for you and all whose lives you touch. Thank you, heroic firefighters, for being there on time to save his life. For his altruistic bravery, Supreme Master Ching Hai is bestowing Aaron Mills with the Shining World Hero Award, along with $3,000 for any extra treatment expense.
Save our planet. Intensive farming in Europe endangers wildlife. A European Commission report based on surveying hundreds of species across the continent have stated that the survival of many are in danger from current land use practices such as intensive farming.
Also highlighting the adverse effect of global warming on wetlands and mountain glacier regions, the report concluded that 65% of habitats and 52% of species are considered in unfavorable conservation status. Continuing this trend means that European Union conservation goals for 2010 are unlikely to be reached. European Union Commissioner for the Environment, Stavros Dimas, thus called for more commitment from member states toward preservation efforts.
If we continue losing out at the rate by which we are losing biodiversity, we are going to lose out on our future and that of the planet.
Commissioner Dimas and European Commission, our sincere thanks for this report, disturbing though it may be, whose findings are surely mirrored in other places across the globe. Let us all act now in more responsible stewardship of the environment so that these beautiful species continue to grace the planet with their presence.
During video conference in Mexico on March 6, 2009, Climate Change, Supreme Master Ching Hai once again offered her wise insights while addressing the precious vitality of Earth.
Just return to compassion and respect for all the life. That is the principle we must uphold to ensure that the animals do not disappear, because that would be tragic for us humans too. Imagine our planet without animals at all. All the dogs gone, cats gone, birds gone, fish gone, buffaloes gone, elephants gone. Imagine none of the animals survive. How would we live? If all humanity lives with the animal-free diet and live in respect to nature and other life, then we will have a heaven on earth.
Save our planet. New hybrid autos shipped on first solar-powered freighter. Japan's Toyota car manufacturer has made maritime history by shipping a fleet of new Prius and other Toyota vehicles to the United States on a carrier partially powered by solar energy. The Auriga Leader is fitted with 328 solar panels and is now making biweekly trips between Japan and California, carrying up to 6,400 vehicles per load. Way to go, Auriga Leader and Toyota, for partnering in cleaner ways to deliver vehicles overseas. Blessed be efforts such as yours to minimize both fuel and harmful emissions for the health of our planet.
Save our planet. Scientists discover that milder winters due to global warming are changing the dark coats of soy sheep in the St. Kilda Islands of Scotland to a lighter color.
Save our planet. A United Nations program to reduce emissions from deforestation helps developing nations earn billions of dollars through carbon offsets generated by their preserved forests that help other nations meet emissions goals.
Save our planet. The U.S. state of Michigan is allocating $15 million U.S. dollars to help small manufacturers previously supplying the auto industry to switch to constructing wind turbines and other sustainable energy equipment.
Hello, friends. I'm Herman the Horse. I'm a vegan, by the way. Today, I'm going to share a tip with you on being frugal. It is a good idea to decide how much you can afford for your family outings each month. Put that amount of money in an envelope and don't spend beyond that. It is a great way to help your children about budgeting. They can also be part of planning your fun expeditions. Thank you for tuning in and thanks for being veg, going green and saving the planet. Now, let's see the weather in some cities around the world.
Environmental News, a top United Nations official, calls for a worldwide ban on plastic bags. Mr. Achim Steiner, head of the UN Environment Programme, has urged that single-use bags be phased out quickly around the globe. The UN report entitled Marine Litter, a Global Challenge, published at the same time as Mr. Steiner's statement, documents the danger plastic poses to all marine life. A number of countries and cities have already taken action to encourage people to choose other options. In Ireland and South Africa, for example, customers are required to pay extra for each bag. In the United States, San Francisco has prohibited them altogether, and Los Angeles will follow suit in 2010. Our appreciation, Mr. Achim Steiner, for drawing attention to this important matter. Helped by wise human action, may our Earth regain her balance and viable future.
In health news, Irish scientists find antioxidants in fruits and vegetables help improve vision. Dr. Usha Chakravarti of the Queen's University Center for Vision and Vascular Science in Belfast, together with researchers from the town of Waterford, worked with elderly patients with an eye condition called macular degeneration. They found that nutritional supplements containing high levels of antioxidants assisted in protecting the macular pigments. Our thankfulness, Dr. Usha Chakravarti and colleagues, for your study which reminds us of the health-giving properties of plant-based food. May we all partake of the bountiful offerings of our abundant earth. Coming up on Noteworthy News, male hummingbirds can fly at incredible speeds in courtship dives. We're just around the corner. Don't go too far. Stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more interesting news.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, responsible news for a better world. In animal news, hummingbirds are found to fly at amazing speeds. American biologist Mr. Christopher Clark of the University of California, Berkeley, filmed the dives of male Anna's hummingbirds with high-speed cameras. The footage showed that when carrying out courtship dives, which typically start at a height of up to 60 feet or more, our feathered friends achieve speeds of almost 400 body lengths per second. Relative to their size, this is faster than any other vertebrate. These findings have been published in the journal Royal Society B, Biological Scientists. Many thanks, Mr. Christopher Clark, for giving us a glimpse of these wondrous feats of these enchanting creatures. May all of God's unique beings thrive in safety and happiness.
Let's enjoy a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, The Lighter Side of Things.
Two lady friends met each other in a shopping mall, and the first one started to talk about their marriage life. She said, "You know, nowadays, John and I just fight and fight and fight. That's why I'm so upset and I've lost at least 15 pounds. The second woman asked, "Then why don't you just leave him?" The first woman said, "Oh no, not yet. I would like to lose at least another 10 pounds first."
And now for our viewer's heartline. This viewer watched Veggie Elite, actress Emily Deschanel, vegan and animal lover, on Supreme Master Television. On this program, lovely Emily explains why she is vegan.
When they were interviewing her, it looks as if she could burst into tears. It makes me love her to bits even more. How compassionate and caring she is. She is my idol, and I'm really thinking about going vegan.
Amiable viewer, Emily Deschanel is indeed beautiful, talented, and cares deeply for our innocent animal friends. I am sure she'd be delighted if you adopted a vegan diet. As she has said, it is great for our earth, the animals, and human health. With love to you and all other compassionate individuals ready to extend kindness to our animal co-inhabitants.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to spend time with you on Noteworthy News.
May abundant happiness and harmony be bestowed on you and your loved ones.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
UN Goodwill Ambassador Angelina Jolie urges continued support by the U.S. government for Iraq's rebuilding as well as assistance to refugees during this vital time in the country's history.
British Eden Project co-founders Tim Smith and Paul Twivey are launching a series of street parties to encourage friendship among neighbors, which is being joined by picnic-hosting Prime Minister Gordon Brown.
U.S.-based World Vision and the U.N. World Food Program work to provide nearly 150,000 civil war victims in Pakistan, as well as nearly 25,000 hosting households with much-needed food assistance.
Following a week-long working session, Angolan President José Eduardo dos Santos bids a warm farewell to visiting President Raúl Castro of Cuba.
Germany and the Netherlands are providing a total of $33 million U.S. dollars to Afghanistan to help rebuild the country's airports and schools.
Former U.S. First Lady Laura Bush and baseball star Rick Sutcliffe joined the End Malaria Council, sponsored by U.S.-based humanitarian organization World Vision.
Bernadita Killian, Dean of Tanzania's School of Journalism and Mass Communications in the University of Dar es Salaam, lauds China's coverage of African nations and affirms the two countries' continued media cooperation.
U.S.-based cancer prevention organization The Cancer Project files a lawsuit requesting that hot dog makers be required to label their products with warnings of the cancer risks in consuming processed meat.
The International Mozarteum Foundation in Austria announces the discovery of two previously unknown Amadeus Mozart compositions, which will be performed for the first time on August 2nd.
The United Nations announces Saudi Arabia as the most generous international donor, with 0.19% of the country's economy dedicated to humanitarian funding, along with Sweden and Norway also in the top three.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.